This week on Texans Huddle.
From the top down in the Texans organization, you know, we're out here today on this Saturday doing things in the community.
Today was awesome. What did we do today? I want to ask you.
We made touchdowns.
Hold the door.
Good work. Good start.
It's great that you're along here on Texans Huddle. I'm Drew Doherty with my good pal, the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and at long last,
yes.
OTAs.
Oh, yes.
Off season and organized and all that other stuff. We got to see these guys actually get to work. It was phase three. There's three phases that go into off season conditioning. The first phase is about 2 weeks. Guys are lifting weights, doing conditioning. No football. And then after that, there's a little bit of football, but you can't go against each other, offense and defense. That changed this week on Monday at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
It's the full thing, Drew. You have the team out there in uniform. No pads, but in uniform. They can do 7-on-7, 11-on-11. You have offensive line working against defensive line. And again, not full contact, but you're getting your first taste of the Houston Texans in 2016 with Brock Osweiler, with Lamar Miller, and the rest of the new guys, the rookies included.
You know, we got a big show. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to do some Dear Drew wackiness. We'll also have Whitney Merciless getting out in the community and doing things. But really, this show is all about the OTAs because it was also our very first chance to see Brock Osweiler in action. He was excited, so excited he used the F word.
It was fantastic. This is what football is all about. It's about putting on the helmets, calling a play in the huddle, breaking the huddle, and actually going out there and running it against an opponent. So today was a lot of fun. Finally get out there, get the bullets flying a little bit. Like I said, speaking the language, calling plays, you know, running through cadences, making mic points. It was a lot of fun to get back to work and really going against the defense today.
Came out, some things got to work on, some things we did good. First day out, it's not going to be the best. You're not going to get our best showing today, but we did good. Brock led us, the receivers paid attention, all of us. We was helping each other out there. Some guys' first time playing pro football, just getting used to the tempo that we work at, and I think we did good.
It's growing every single day, and every single day matters. Every rep matters. Every rep is important. Just like I said prior, there's going to be some good plays. And then I don't necessarily call them bad plays. I call them learning experiences.
He operates like a pro's pro. He come out and he demand the best out of everybody. Offensive line, the fullback, even the guys that aren't even in the huddle. He's a natural leader.
Cool stuff there from DeAndre Hopkins, the pro's pro. He's gone on record a few different times this offseason talking about how much he likes what he's seen from Brock Osweiler. I like what I've seen from Brock Osweiler. What have you seen so far?
Well, I think he's a leader, Drew, and that's clear because he brought people out to Arizona with him to work out. DeAndre Hopkins included, Jalen Strong, Keith Mumphrey. They were out there with him, and they love the way he set that whole trip up. Now, fast forward to the OTAs. You see Osweiler out there with the rest of the gang, and you could tell that he's learning the offense. He's making plays. He said himself he made a couple of mistakes in the first day of OTAs, but you have to expect that. You have to expect the defense to be ahead of the offense at this time of year. If they're not, you might have problems on defense. And the defense, as John Harris said, takes a backseat to nobody. But it's great to see Osweiler out there with his new teammates.
No doubt. And one thing he said he liked was the hard coaching he got from Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, there were plays he would have liked back, Osweiler. You could say that about every player. But Osweiler was gotten on by Bill O'Brien when he did make a miscue or two. And there was nothing huge, but if you're going to make a miscue, May's the time to do it.
Absolutely. You want to make your mistakes now. You want to be able to try different plays. Does this pattern work as well as that pattern? Can I get the ball into this seam at this particular time? If it's not going to work out, maybe you work on that play to get it better, or maybe you scrap the play or whatever. I mean, this is the time of year to work out all the kinks in the offense, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see Osweiler develop, especially when training camp gets going, they get into pads, we get closer to preseason games.
Yeah, it's really about, if you're observing things, the OTAs, the receivers, the quarterbacks, the defensive backs, they're the guys that they make the bulk of the plays. You can't see too much between the offensive line and the defensive line, but as far as the pass rush goes, we saw nice things last year, a dozen sacks from Whitney Mercilus. So what do you work on to improve from that? He described.
Pretty much just continue to enhance the things that I did well, improve the things that I didn't pretty much, and just continue on the type of work ethic that I had last year and in the ways that I excelled. Things I didn't do well, I'd say be consistent, especially in the first half of the year, even transitioning to the second half of the year last year. Things I did do well was switch up pass rush moves, set the edge, things like that. And got better at understanding formations of offenses and things like that.
Yeah, I feel great. After 2 seasons, I think I just got healthy enough to be where I need to be.
What do you have to do to be able to dominate the way you want to?
Just come back and work hard. Just learn the playbook, keep on going, keep working hard, and show the guys I'm ready to go.
Being able to be on the same page, building that chemistry that we have on the defense. We've got a lot of the same guys who are coming back, and just kind of trying to bring along the rookies as well. And what we need to do is just improve in areas of communication, being on the same page, making sure all 11 guys are on the same page on the field from day one.
I think it'd be great. We work on this every day at practice, and we know what we got up front. And, we just got to get out there, out the team, and rush the pass.
Oh, that was a nice sight indeed. Jadeveon Clowney out on the field, full practice, first day of OTAs, and it's bound to be a big year for him. Drew, I always say if he's healthy, he's going to make plays, and that's the big if. He's got to stay healthy in 2016.
No doubt. When he's been on the field, if you watch him and you watch what the offense does to account for him, you can't help but notice the impact he makes. Now, as far as making the plays, the sacks, the gaudy numbers, the batted passes, that continues to rise, and I think that's going to rise, like you said, as long as he's on the field, because it all goes back to the very first time he lined up, Phoenix, August of 14, very first preseason game. You put him outside of Watt. Watt gets to Carson Palmer and gets a sack, but if he hadn't, Jadeveon Clowney would have sacked Carson Palmer
right there
by lifting up the left tackle, Jared Villiers, and whopping him over the head. I mean, it was amazing seeing the stuff that Clowney could do.
Yeah, and again, he was healthy then, and we all know the injury history, but he's bound to make a lot of plays in 2016. Got to keep him out of the trainer's room.
Yeah, Clowney will always be a focus when we're watching this defense, whether it's this year, years to come. Another guy who's got his focus on everything is Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien met with the media after that first OTA.
Good work. Good start. Nope. No updates on injuries. No updates on anything. We're off to a good start. They did a good job. They got a long way to go. Yeah, he got off to a good start today just like everybody else did.
You talk about Clowney, how he's doing, what's your expectations? Is he 100% and what your expectations are for him?
He's out there today working hard. He took a bunch of reps just like everybody else that was out there today practicing. They all got off to a good start.
When you say that you're off to a good start, what constitutes a good start to you?
He was out there with his teammates, working hard, taking good reps, being able to carry the information from the meeting to the walkthrough to the field, just like every one of those guys that were out there. We got off to a good start today. I'm not going to get into a deal where I'm talking about every player on the roster. I think all of our guys, May 23rd, they all got off to a good start today in the first day of Phase 3. And we're just taking it one day at a time.
Well, Bill O'Brien already in mid-season form, it appears. Of course, look, this is the full team out there, Drew. The coach is intense. You want him to be that way.
Got to set a tone.
And clearly he is doing that, okay?
And he was very quick and very clear about it. It's voluntary. Everything is voluntary. And the good thing about it, everybody was there. You know, nobody was taken off. So all the Texans are accounted for. They might not all have practiced because some are coming back from injury, but everybody in the building, on the field, around the field on Monday at OTAs.
Yeah, I think voluntary, around the league, the voluntary aspect of this, it's also voluntary to pull the cord on your parachute when you jump out of an airplane. Like, you've got to be there with your teammates. And I think the accountability is not just to the organization, but it's to each other. You know, you don't want your teammates out there sweating and going through everything they're going through to get ready for the season, and you're not a part of it. Everybody's got a band together at this time of year.
Yeah, that heavy silver trophy that you get to pick up in February, that's the common goal. That's what these guys are doing. Okay, speaking of volunteers, Texans Care Volunteer Day has been a nice tradition. It was the fourth annual Texans Care Volunteer Day. You're going to hear about that when Texans Huddle comes back.